Friday'd come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women go and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Yes, well, I'm just going to cut out of there because I know it's on a mobile and he's called in from Tassie. Hello?
Hello.
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 Here I am. I'm standing here in Trevallon Reserve in Launceston, Paul.
That's good. That's great.
And it's daylight saving, which means that we're 1 hour ahead of you.
So what are you? You're nine...
I didn't hear you, Lee.
Are you like 9:38 now?
Yeah.
You said 9:38.
Right. It's about 9:38. Yes, we've had dinner and we're standing here right on top of a hill overlooking the city of Launceston and the Tamar River, which runs along Launceston into the Bass Strait.
Well, that's excellent. We're here
In a studio.
While the cat's away, the mice have been playing all day today, I'm led to believe.
Yes.
Sorry?
You missed that. Good.
You missed it. Forget, you've lost it now. Too late.
The computer is still operating.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I have been playing 100% vinyl.
Have you?
And the last track was Mondo Rock.
Ah, typical. Nothing ever changes. What's the weather like in Sydney?
Cloudy.
It's been cloudy and rainy. I've been on an electric train tour today, so we've run through several storms.
Have you?
Basically washed all the dust and dirt off the roof straight down over the top of our brand new paint job.
Well, the weather here in Tasmania is absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, that's...
We've had a long day because we left Sydney about 3 o'clock this morning.
3 o'clock?
Yeah, for a 6 o'clock flight down to Launceston, so had to wake up at 3, so only had 4 hours of sleep yesterday, in between running in the station and stuff.
When are you being back?
Sorry?
When are you coming back?
I shall be returning back next Saturday.
Oh, you're
Saturday.
Away for a whole week?
Yes.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
You have to get
hello to Marquita.
Oh. Hello, Marquita. I played her a song earlier.
Hello.
Oh, she's here.
I played you a song earlier, Marquita.
Did you? What did you play me?
What was it? Duran Duran.
Duran Duran?
Yep.
Oh, well, you should hear the radio stations around here.
Hopeless?
It's really, really bad. It's all country music and classical and there's absolutely nothing.
Don't they have the Jays down there?
No, they've only got it in Hobart.
Oh, cry. Look, no Jays, even in Hobart.
No Jays.
Oh, that's bad.
And we've turned the radio on as soon as we got out of the airport. And it was just ridiculous. It was about sheep and cows and all
Only
country.
For sheep, the Bureau.
Yes.
Must be played.
Okay. Who's on 100.3
all
down
right,
there?
We've got to go.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
Okay, well,
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah?
Radio here in Tasmania sucks.
Oh, be careful tonight. You're on air.
Yeah. Basically, the only good thing is 99.3, which is Tasmanian Tourist Radio. It overmodulates heat, but it's the only good thing here.
Oh, well. Bet you can't wait to get back to SWA.
Sorry?
I bet you can't wait to get back to SWA.
Yes?
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, hang on, stay there. I'm going to go to the car and turn on tourist radio for the people in Tasmania. People in Sydney.
All right.
Hang on. While you do.
Yeah, we'll just wait. We'll just talk about
see if you can see if you can tune in SWA.
No, I already tried, unfortunately.
Tried?
Oh, I have to get on to the Jones boy about that.
Yeah.
Ask him what's the frequency.
What's the frequency? 99.3.
I haven't got that song here.
Haven't you? Peter had it today. I asked him to
leave. Just lock the door. The car's got central locking in it. Hang on.
Hopeless.
We're going to turn up Tasmanian radio.
Okay, live on SWA.
Where people are important and where nature takes a pride of place. Here you can walk in the footsteps of convicts and colonists, trek through the last temperate rainforests, play two up at casinos, follow the overland trail, explore global...
There you go, 99.3, tourist radio.
Tourist radio, 99.3, so cool.
Yep.
Live on SWRFM.
100.3.
All right, see you next week.
There's a problem.
Yes?
In that I haven't actually got a song queued.
Yes.
Haven't you?
And since this is 100% vinyl...
It's very hard to throw a CD in the machine.
I'll have to throw a vinyl track on.
We'll give you some more tourist radio for a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm
give
going to
more.
Put that on there and I'm just going to play it.
By daylight saving.
Autumn, winter and spring all have their own special appeal, providing...
Okay, here's some Devo. And we'll be back in a little while. And
okay.
Don't go away.
Did you get something now?
Yeah, we got it. We're going now.
Okay, sir.
Don't hang up.
Oh, wait there. Don't hang up.
On SWRFM, of course, Devo and Peekaboo. And if you still don't know what we're talking about with this Power Ranger stuff, you may Peekaboo yourself. They're also available on video. But
the first 6 episodes out of 60.
Yeah, so that's not going to give you much of a sample, guys.
No.
Although the first 2 are good.
The first 2 are good.
Okay, I'm going to turn that down again because it's just so noisy.
Yes, we have to fix it.
Okay, yeah, we had a night on the phone from...
Tassie.
From Tassie, a local call, if you know what I mean. And we're now going to go to another track straight away before talking about Power Rangers again. We're going to go straight to another track. And this next track is a track which is famous for in-phase type things.
It's not in phase, I know.
But it is a good track because it used to be what we finished our old in-phase program on 2VTR with back in the late 80s.
You had an in-phase show then?
Oh yeah. We always finished it with this particular track, and we were going to play it last week, but I know it didn't get around to it. So I'm going to play it this week because I just got it out of the box, and it's The Crunch.
We'll be right back.
right. That was The Crunch, and that was by a band named the... Is it Neck? The Ra Band, actually. The Ra Band. What a classic track that was, too. SWRFM, time is coming up to 10 minutes to nine.
In stereo there.
Thank you, Lee. I'm showing Lee how to do a real radio show here at the moment. It's fine-tuning in at 8 to listen to his... TWS copy, but basically, this is what I've called community radio. I'm not allowed to drink that on air. Not allowed to drink the Coke on air. Oh, so he does it.
No,
Mike off.
No. It's Pepsi. It's Pepsi Max.
Oh, advertising on air.
Coke. Community radio. Coke.
Nah, Coke could be like it's like when you burn coal, it turns into Coke.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
There's other illegal things which have references to Coke as well. But we won't get into them.
Good excuse.
All right, back to the real world. No, out of the real world,
yes.
Into Power Rangers world. What were we talking about?
It's the dimensions.
Oh, yeah, we haven't got into that sort of thing yet. I'm going to get that into late into that sort of stuff.
Yes.
I'm still trying to tell them what it is.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Okay, without trying to advertise... So basically, Power Rangers is very much... Many people think it's an advertisement or a 30-minute advertisement. It's 19 minutes long.
Oh, I timed
each
it at
episode.
20.
Some of them are 20. Yeah. It's a complete concept, and part of it has been the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers toys. Now,
do you just like looking up there or something, do you?
No, I'm looking at Zach because that's a toy here.
Oh, it looks like you're looking at the mic.
Yeah, for inspiration, I'm looking at the $19.95 figure. Now, I'm not advertising that because if I was advertising it, I would imply that you could go down to the shop and buy it. But in fact, that is not the case find that they're all out of stock. So basically, these things are constantly and continuously out of stock every 5 minutes.
As with most Power Ranger stuff.
Fortunately, over a couple of months, I was able to procure a few. And one of them sits there. In Australia, we actually have 40 licensees. In other words, that's 40 companies in Australia which are licensed to produce products with Power Rangers written across them or in some reference, in some way, shape or form to Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, I think there's 75 different products. And, of course, there's one licensee, and that's the guy's name who I just remembered, the other bloke who will probably know only just a little bit more than me about Power Rangers in Australia, and that is, of course, Fred Gaffney.
Ah, yes.
But then he, I don't know, he's all right.
I could have told you that. I could have gone out and got it.
I knew Fred Gaffney before that article came out anyway, because he was the one who faxed up the list. What you've got, then, that's the Australian scene. In America, there are... an estimated 400 different products and about 150 different licensees for Power Rangers products.
I'm just going to take this headphone off because I'm sick of that buzz.
That's good. I'm sick of it too, so I'm just going to turn it off. So what you've got here is a situation where over the last year and a bit, they are saying that the particular product has produced retail sales exceeding $1.38 billion. Rather a lot of money, but of course everyone says, oh look, someone's making all this. There's a large sum of money going into pockets somewhere. Sorry, there isn't really, because that goes very thin, that amount of money. Actually, quite a lot of it doesn't even get out of Australia. Those 40 manufacturers, out of all that stuff that's made sold here, probably about 40% of it is made here, and some of them are actually unique to Australia, and we may be exporting them overseas. So there you go. You didn't know anything about this, did you, guys? Kids TV. Okay, some more music. This next track is from The Divinyls. And back a few years ago, when a knight and I were involved with another radio station, which shall remain nameless,
yes.
We hung up a couple of posters in the studio to make ourselves feel more at home. A bit like here, really. Tank Girl is hanging up. I don't know who hung that up, but
Saturday
that's
afternoon.
Mild compared to a particular poster of Chrissy Amphlett. I think it was from Divinyls, and basically she likes to touch herself. So this is what it was all about. Oh, first stuff up of the evening there. Forgot to put it to air. Yeah, well, while she touches herself, we won't even ask questions as to where that sort of thing goes on. I just played it because it was a good song, and this is community radio, and I'm not told what to play. I can play whatever I like, and you can too, and so can most other people on this station. They come along and play whatever they like, including Zagat.
That's me.
Elton John. We have a couple of people who've rolled into the studio to collect their prize from this morning. From this morning's
from the latest and greatest hits.
Zagat show. What is it?
It's a Queen Anne plate valued at $98 from West Point Blacktown.
Okay, so there you go.
Advertising.
So that's a sponsorship.
Well, they pay me, so.
Speaking of sponsorship, I think we'll just do this.
Play
number two. Yeah. So you can just like this, and we'll be back shortly. Swire FM would like to thank the following sponsors.
Get the latest and best news in Blacktown from the newspaper that's got it all, Blacktown's number one newspaper, the Blacktown Advocate.
Tielli Electricals are the leading suppliers of stove parts, elements, cables and accessories. Located on the corner of Great Western Highway and Neil Street in St Mary's. You can contact them on 623 9011.
For quality service in window repairs, shower screens, tabletops and mirrors, contact M&D Glass and Glazing on 834 4232 or 018 443 113.
At the Plasterers Supply Company in Minchinbury, the trade and handyman will find a wide range of suppliers for the quality professional finish. A delivery service is also available for your convenience. The Plasterers Supply Company is located at 14 Maryanne Place, Minchinbury, and the number to call is 832 2652.
If you're looking to further your education with full or part-time study, Mountjoy TAFE has the course to suit you. For more information, call the TAFE now on 839 1299.
Peter Jackson's Replacement Panels and the Old Auto Rubber Company provide the right advice and parts to restore that rare vintage relic. They are located at 4 Appen Place, Dunheved, and you can call them on 623 5333.
Soir. Soir in stereo.
Oh, mother, say a prayer for me. Jesse's back in town. It won't be easy. Don't let him near me. Don't let him touch me. Don't let him please me. Jesse, I won't cut fresh flowers for you. No, Jesse. And I won't make the wine cold for you. No, Jesse. I won't change the sheets for you. I won't put on cologne. I won't sit by the phone for you. Annie, keep reminding me that he cut out my heart like a paper doll. Sally, tell me once again how he set me up just to see me fall.
Sorry, that was my fault.
That you've come back to me, my friends will all say she's gone again. But how can anyone know what you are to me? That I'm in heaven again. I'll always cut fresh flowers for you.
SWRFM and Jesse. Carly Simon there, and that's a pretty classic sort of early 80s type track there. Off vinyl, 100% vinyl.
That was tonight. That was a request from my sister whose name is Jessie Carr.
Yeah, we're sort of running. Oh, I see. What we should do later on is play 8675309 Jenny and then see if we can get the Phantom caller to ring. Oh, I can't remember who it's by. I can look it up and play it for you.
Yeah.
But of course, 8675309 is a real phone number in Sydney. And back then, 8675, back in 82 when that song was around, that phone number was very much real and terminated in a house. And the people who lived in the house had a daughter, and she was 8 years old, and her name was Jessie. And they used to get all these prank calls, you know. I think they changed the number eventually, I think. But yes, it was well known around school that you could call Jessie for a good time on 8675309 in Sydney, 02 if you're outside the area. Don't do that, guys. Please do not. Ring 832-1522 and speak to us or something.
Yeah. Okay. And a caller included.
Yep. No one listening now because it's just degenerated into total disaster.
Oh,
even Mark Bobak probably switched off now. Okay, we're going to play this track, and then I'm going to find a tape, we're going to play a request, and then we're going to play Bohemian Rhapsody after that.
That's on record, that's on vinyl over there.
And then I've got to see if I can find you an example of Power Rangers.
Yes.
It's not community television, so sorry, guys. And even if it was, I can't play it.
I've got one in my...
No, I'm not going to play your crummy version.
No, it's not a crummy version. It's a good version.
It's a crummy version.
Well, it's sort of a crummy version.
Okay, this...
come over here.
We have a number of other young people in the studio. Don't go taking the microphone. Hey, that just got rid of the noise. Pick it up.
It's still there.
It's gone. Hold it right there.
Don't move.
Just stay there.
It's a computer monitor. Okay, that's what's doing it. Right there. Well,
it's degenerating into a total disaster, so we're going to go with the disco duck.
Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms I begin to cluck. With a duck in his beak. So I got back up to try my luck.
Why look?
Bye.
Mighty Duck. We're getting done.
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna talk all over that. Someone's just totaled their foot in the studio here. I'm gonna talk all over this song because it's just such a good song to talk about. Disco Duck. Have you heard anything like it in your entire life? I mean, that's the sort of thing I had to put up with when I was young. I didn't have Power Rangers to fill my time. That's probably why I never grew up. It's on. Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to work out where the buzz is not.
Well, it's not way over there. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Now we know
it's
your
only
table.
Because that leader's...
Needs a monitor or something.
Needs to be replaced. Okay, a request next.
Yes.
On Swire.
A request next on Swire. This one is for Rob. Yell out hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
you got him.
Sort of hurt him.
Yeah, right, you got him.
Okay, this is a bit of the Unchained melody for you. SWR for you there, the Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody. We'll now get back out of 2WS mode, and we'll get back into doing what we were doing before, which was discussing this Power Rangers thing. Now, it's all premature for you out there who may or may not be listening.
That's good.
It just really is weird because, I mean, really no one else probably knows anything about this apart, unless you're not within the age group of 2 to 11.
And you're not connected
to
the internet.
And not many people are the age of 2 to 11 are up at 9:15.
That's my tape, by the way.
Yeah, that was one song off a tape, so we lied, guys. It's 99.8% vinyl. The other 0.2% has been off a tape.
Hmm.
Okay, yes. I haven't got anything ready to discuss about Power Rangers at this
Not
time.
Not ready? Really.
No, I haven't got... I don't want to get into that stuff until a bit later on.
No, I'm just going to... I haven't even read it yet, so that yep. we can't discuss anything I haven't read.
I'll just leave a bit of advice for those parents who may be out there who have trouble with their kids. they probably had trouble with them when the Turtles were on too. I'm not particularly a fan of the Turtles.
No.
The Turtles...
A cartoon.
Yeah, well, yeah, fine cartoon, but the Turtles was a concept that was born in a pub from a pub in America. From two comedians who were sort of like, it's a classic situation, these comedians couldn't get anywhere, and of course they dreamt up these turtles, and it was just a prank, and all of a sudden it was very popular. I suppose in a way you could say Power Rangers was the same, but it's not, because it's been engineered right down to the last moment. It is designed for age group of 2 to 11. Okay, so why am I involved in it? Well, there's a bit of a cult following for it. Some programs like that get cult followings. There's a fair bit overseas. There should be some more soon. Cult following, that is. It should mean that... I won't get too much into that. If you have trouble with your kids, then what you need to do is you need to get into the show yourself. You'll find that you can control your kids quite nicely if you know what's going on. The first thing you've got to do, if you're a parent and you want to control your kids through Power Rangers, is you've got to realise, you'll make them realise that you, that's the parent, is now Zordon, okay? And Zordon is all-powerful. Zordon is the ruler, because... the kids are Power Rangers, okay?
And
a couple of the rebels may become, you know, like Goldar or something like that, but basically...
That's what happened with the Turtles. Everyone started liking Shredder.
Yeah, that's right. That was a real problem with the Turtles, actually. The problem with the Turtles was that the goodies were mystical and the baddies were technical. Well, Power Rangers is reversed. The goodies are technical and baddies are mystical.
And at least the Power Rangers don't yell out, "If we don't get out of this building soon, it's going to be a two-part episode."
Yeah, well, it's a very serious approach. I mean, you might look at Power Rangers and think, well, the whole thing's a joke. It's not. They've taken it very seriously, and I think people are a bit sick and tired. I don't know if anyone out there has ever remembered the program called Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh, yuck.
But that was basically Haim Saban's poke at the Turtles. It's another Japanese program that's been redubbed. But it was a poke at the Turtles to sort of say, well, if you can be crazy, we can be crazier. And, of course, it was a bit too crazy.
Crazier.
So I think after that it turned around and said, well, look, I think the 80s, I think everyone was crazy and they've had enough of that. Let's have some serious sort of stuff.
As Kimberly says in episode number 2, it's so 90s.
It's so 90s, yes. Whether Bulk and Skull have actually learnt to act yet, it's another thing altogether. They have, I believe.
Well...
Okay, now you're in heaven, so Julian Lennon is led to believe.
Just pull that off.
Off final on Soir.